Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Akron Beacon Journal sports writer Nate Ulrich, and I have a confession. I have been to many sports bars in my life. It's true, I've been to a lot of them. However, I had never been to a sports coffee shop until recently. I found State Champs in Kent on Instagram, and I thought, this place looks awesome. So after I took my kids to the campus of Kent State University, where we watched the total solar eclipse with my wife on April 8th, we tried State Champs. We liked it enough to come back on April 13th, where we attended the coffee shop's grand opening party. I thought, hey, there's a story here. It's a really cool concept, and it's a new place. So I was fortunate enough to interview co-owners Allie Claren and Cassie Kopp about all their ideas and how they are kind of bringing them to life with State Champs. A couple of notes before the podcast interview starts. I have a correction to make. I accidentally referred to the women's national championship basketball game between Iowa and South Carolina as a state championship. Well, because I was in State Champs. And you might hear some background noise. There's a creaking door. There's a train. There's some machinery in the background at times. That's because we are in the coffee shop while we're having this conversation, and customers are coming and going. So it's real. It's genuine. It's a great sit-down interview with Allie Claren and Cassie Kopp of State Champs. I hope you enjoy.
Okay, we're here at State Champs, and I just want to get started by asking you guys, how would you define State Champs? How would you describe it to somebody who hasn't been here yet? And just not just the coffee shop, but the entire kind of State Champs vision.
Yeah, so State Champs, the brand, is part streetwear, part coffee shop, part community. It is physically a sports coffee shop, but the whole brand and the whole vibe of State Champs is you walk in and you feel like you're surrounded kind of by art. It's not your classic sports bar in that, you know, it's neon beer signs everywhere. It's very much intentional with women's sports and men's sports displayed equally, but also it feels like a little bit of California and Ohio, which was intentional, as I am from California, and I wanted to bring that here, as well as like the coffee and the experience. But it's very much community driven. It feels like you're walking into art, and it's one of one. At least we like to say that.
Right.
Yeah.
And Cassie, what do you think when you think of State Champs? What do you want people to kind of take away?
I mean, everything that Allie said, yes, but also, if you look at our social media, the biggest thing we say, including with our employees, is that we want everybody to feel that they're part of the group chat. We want everybody to feel welcome, that they're our friends, that they're welcome here, that they're comfortable here.
They're part of the joke.
Yeah,
they're in the joke.
They understand everything that State Champs has to offer. It's, you know, we're lowering the barrier to entry, so for coffee, sports, and vibes, and streetwear.
And sport, yeah, with sports. And we find that with coffee, sports, and streetwear, they tend to have a high barrier to entry. It feels kind of overwhelming and intimidating to get into any of those things if you, you know, weren't raised around them. So we wanted to make it where it felt like it's very approachable. That's our brand. We're approachable. If you look at our Instagram, if you were to look at our, like, team Slack, it feels like you're in the group chat, and we want people to feel like, from down to, like, the captions of our Instagram posts to how we interact with guests when they come in the shop, like, we want it to feel like you're welcome here. Because we want it to be feel very like approachable and casual. So I think we've achieved that.
And obviously from being here a couple times as a customer, I can see that this is a merging of, you know, concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So can you guys give me the origin story? Like, what was the evolution and how did you get here to kind of put these different ideas together?
Well, Ali's done multiple things for the last 15 years leading to State Champs. If you want to go
Yeah. So State Champs, in the form we have it today, which is its fullest form, has seen different iterations over the last 15 years, from pieces of sports, pieces of coffee, and the streetwear. Like, so I went to school to a fashion school where, you know, we were very much focused on merch and apparel, and my first love is in screen printing and designing, like tour posters, and, you know, I wanted to work in music. So bringing that full circle of, one day, I want to open a sports coffee shop. I had this idea in college. I worked at a coffee shop. I've loved sports since I can remember. Never understood why the two never connected in any way in a physical capacity, because they make total sense. People love coffee in the same way that they love their favorite team, or they make it a point to find a good coffee shop, or they make it a point to go watch a game and rep merch. If you look at any other coffee shop, there's always like a t-shirt, right? Same with sports, same with streetwear. Like, there's always the merch component. So if you marry the three together, that's kind of where, you know, it's one of those, it's had different iterations for it to lead to where it is today. And that's what State Champs is. It's always been a mindset, State Champs state of mind. And it was always like kind of on the back burner of like one day. And I think we've all had the experience of a boss saying like, what do you want to do in 5 years? Like, what's your plan? So they can help you grow. And I've always been very honest with every boss I've ever had, and that eventually I'm not going to be in front of a computer all day. I'm going to have a sports coffee shop and coach girls basketball. Like, that's always been the end goal, and we did it.
And Cassie, how did you enter the equation? Because you guys obviously now are business partners. Mm-hmm. What's the story behind that?
So with Allie's background, obviously, with, you know, the graphic design and everything, I also balance that out when I'm more logistics. I know numbers and
The business
part of the other side of it. So we have the A brain and the B side of the brain that go together very well. We just needed somebody like me to kind of hone in the creativity, if not, like...
Well, the best part about this, so I mentioned I had different iterations of State Champs, like, in pieces. Like, I've done coffee things, I've done sports things, I've done whatever. But what I never... The reason why those things never worked out is I never had a Cassie in my life. I don't do well at business. Like, paperwork, numbers, Excel, that's all Greek to me, and I run away with it very quickly. So that's why those things... I'm really great at starting. Cassie's great at finishing. And for a business to work, you need both brains. And that's why those things don't exist anymore, because I didn't have someone like her. Because I can come up with an idea, I can come up with a brand. That comes really natural to me. For her, what comes really natural to her is the business, is the paperwork, is the hiring. You need both.
Payroll. Like everything.
You need
that.
Both things for business to work. Otherwise, it's just smoke and mirrors. So that's why none of the other stuff worked. And that's why now State Champs works in its fullest form, is because we have both sides of the coin.
I want to ask you guys about this, okay? So there is an emphasis here, and we hear the train. We're right here in Kent. This is in the store. This is genuine. there is an emphasis on not just sports, but women's sports. How important is that piece to you, and how meaningful is it for you guys to be able to incorporate it?
I mean, I feel like that's largely part of our brand. I feel like our biggest thing that we want people to take away is it's not a women's sports coffee shop. It is a sports coffee shop that...
Plays women's sports,
but it's not even we play women's sports. We play sports. Women's sports are sports. Mm-hmm. So, like, it should be shown and it should be displayed just as much as the men's sports.
Yeah, we made it a point that, you know, women's sports are sports. Women's sports are not other. It's not like my favorite players are LeBron, Curry, and then Caitlin Clark, right. Sue Bird. Like, no, they're said in the same sentence, mm-hmm. because women's sports are sports. And I think we're finally seeing the media catch up to that, where they're realizing how talented these women are, because they've always been this talented. They've just never had the avenues to be played on, you know, a level. Because now that people have access to them, they get it. So for us, the women's sports component, as humans, we're fans of women's sports. Like, that's, you know, we make it a point. We've always been that way authentically, you know, offline of State Champs. But mm-hmm. for us, we wanted to make it a point, especially if you look around the shop, the women and the men are displayed in the same capacity.
Yeah.
Where it's not like multiple male athletes and then maybe a few sprinkled in of women, just to like make it, you know, whatever. We have it where it's pretty evenly split, if not more women. I think we did the ratio and I think we're like 60-40, maybe 70-30 women to men. But for us, we wanted to make sure they're on the same playing field.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. I've been in here mm-hmm. to drink some coffee and it's really good. but what I wanted to say to you guys is, in this conversation, you know, I have two daughters. So, I mean, I've been interested in women's sports before I had kids. But the fact that I have two daughters has even increased it. And, you know, we went to the practices at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse for Iowa and South Carolina before the state championship game. And then my daughter, who's nine, just the other day, you know, we watched the WNBA draft. And, like, the next two mornings, including this morning, it's been on every time I've come downstairs because we DVR'd it. And we only let her watch the first 10 picks because of bedtime.
Yeah.
But she keeps watching. So, obviously, it's a very big part of my life and my kids' lives mm-hmm. and my wife's life. But, like, it's becoming more and more popular and more mainstream. People who haven't been interested in women's sports as long, they are now. And so, with you guys kind of giving – people a place to come and celebrate that. What kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
We've gotten a lot of great feedback, especially from young girls or women in the community, like older generation, saying that they never thought that there would be a place that displayed women's sports. Like,
or people being like, I finally have somewhere. We've heard this a few times, which is really, like, heartwarming, that I've never had somewhere to talk about this. I have all these, like, I love all these athletes and these storylines, but I never have, like, no one, like, just don't want to talk to you about this, about whether it's transfer portal or this new coach or the viewership numbers. Like, they're like, it's almost like liking a band for so long, and you're like, only I have this album. Yeah. But it's like, well, actually, lots of people have this album. We've all just been listening to it, like, in silos,
right,
and now we can all come together. Or people coming in, they're like, I never thought I'd walk in and, like, you know, a women's game is on, or Asia Wilson's on the wall, or whatever it is. It almost feels like very welcoming of, like, okay, I'm not being, maybe I've been gaslit in the past thinking that people don't care, but it's like, no, people do care.
Right.
And that's what's exciting, is people love coming in and seeing that, or like, oh my gosh, you guys are, because we replayed the draft the next morning because it was late, and we kept playing it, and some people were like, I missed it. I only caught, much like your daughter, yeah, like, I only caught the first few picks because yeah, it was late. And they were still watching it. So everyone's been super, super welcoming,
yeah,
and excited about it.
So I love your website, and I love your social media presence. And as somebody who researches people for a living, the thing I love most about your website is I learn something new every time I go through it. Like, there's a lot on there. There's blogs and stuff like that. And for some reason, I'm like, oh, I think I didn't see that one. I thought I saw it, but I didn't see that. So I read a bunch of stuff. So one of the entries says that State Champs was born in Canton. What is that about? How is Canton the birthplace?
I mean, like Allie said, she lost her job. We were sitting in a car just talking about anything and everything. And
as you do when you lose your job,
yeah,
you start to, like, question everything.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah,
we were looking at kind of near all of the statues for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And she was like, you know, why is there not a place that I can go watch sports right now? Like, it was in the morning. She just wanted a cup of coffee. And I was like, well, we've had this idea, so let's just go with it. So, like, the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the statues
and the
downtown,
murals,
the murals and stuff like that in downtown Canton is kind of where we're, like click that we need to do
yeah,
this.
Because, you know, before I moved here from California, I, you know, Cassie gave me the tour of various parts of Ohio, and a kid who grew up loving the NFL, like, this is Disneyland for me to be in Ohio every day, which, for people that don't get Ohio, are going to be like, what are you talking about? But for us, it's a huge deal. For me, it's a huge deal. So I remember before I moved here, looking at these, like, murals, like, and I almost think people maybe take it for granted that you have these great folks. And we're being like, how is there not a place, like, merging this together with coffee? You know, it's 9 a.m., whatever it is. Like, it feels like it just makes sense. Like, it's one of those moments that maybe other people that have started their thing can recognize, like, it just makes sense. Kind of like when you find your passion, like, you like writing about sports. You're like, well, it just makes sense to me. It comes natural.
Right.
That's what it was for State Champs. Is we're like, it makes sense. Why don't we just do it?
Right.
And it was...
And that's where you, Allie, lived at the time, too. So, like, we kind of just constructed, what is State Champs sitting on a sitting on your couch?
Yeah, we're like, what is State Champs? And to be honest, like, we're like, is it in Canton first? Because Canton, you know, it's Pro Football Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame City. It's all things football. And it was one of those things. And, you know, our first early collections, I think everything's archived now, was very Canton-centric. It was like, we actually won.
Tigers and...
We were playing on the different collections of being like Jackson, Perry, Hoover, Canton, all of them were going to be the colors. That was original, like, much like Mac's shirt and her shirt. We did colorways that were the schools because we wanted to play into the pride of that.
Gotcha.
And that's where it started in Canton.
Yep.
Okay. And how did Kent become the location for your shop?
We came up here one day just so Allie could see kind of where I graduated from and show her the town, because I love Kent. Mm-hmm. I, you know, I graduated from here, but I used to come up here all the time just to go eat and go shop and just go to the
bars.
Well,
it was the first
stuff.
It was the first city you ever showed me in Ohio, aside from, you know, Cleveland Hopkins Airport. She took me to Kent, and it was one of those things, you know, having grown up on the West Coast, you know, it feels like a little bit like Portland with a small town vibe. There was so much to do. It's a college town. Cassie went to Kent. I was like, it makes sense for us to be here. Like, it really does. It fits, you know, what we're doing, in our opinion, works in a college town.
Yeah.
So, one thing that I didn't really go in depth with you guys about, but you said earlier that you're, you know, coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball was
yeah,
always in your kind of thought process, at least for a long time.
Yeah.
What are your sports backgrounds?
Go ahead.
I mean, in high school, I played softball and basketball. I've always loved basketball. I unfortunately hurt myself too much to continue on. Uh-huh. In college, I played intramural softball, but that was just for fun to hang out with friends. But I've always loved sports, always liked watching sports, playing sports. I mean, if I could now, I would be on the WNBA team, but, you know, not that skilled.
There's
yet.
No roster spots.
Not enough teams in the league. But, I've always loved being active and playing sports.
Yeah, and then for me, so from, like, a fandom standpoint, I grew up loving the NFL, NBA, WNBA, everything like that. But growing up, I played basketball, so Space Jam had a very big, like, effect on me as a kid. I was the perfect age for the Michael Jordan, Bulls era. Yeah, yeah. Space Jam really changed my life, and, you know, my mom was a working mom. She's, like, picked between soccer, and I love soccer because the Big Green movies were a big deal for me, sports movies. So between soccer and basketball, I chose basketball. I played basketball from elementary school all the way through the rest of high school, and obviously I'm not the tallest person. So then after high school, I've always either coached or refereed basketball and always stayed with it. And yeah, from an athletic standpoint, I played basketball. That was my thing. It's like sports run in my family. Everyone chose softball. I chose basketball in my family. Yeah.
All right. Well, I love sports, obviously. I also love Space Jam. I even like the new Space Jam.
It's pretty good.
So,
it fits the new age, yeah.
So State Champs, obviously about sports, coffee, streetwear, but more than that, okay? A little bit of a deeper dive.
Ooh.
Okay? I'm going to just say some things, and then you can tell me a little bit about State Champs' involvement.
Okay.
Name, image, likeness.
So the fun thing about NIL is it came out a couple years ago, and before State Champs, I really, like, one of the projects I had was helping, you know, athletes figure out NIL, because it's one thing to understand social media and posting for your friends. It's another thing to pair that with NIL and being able to make money, but also, even before NIL, I found it fascinating that no one ever taught us how to present ourselves, let alone online, but in person for, like, your future bosses and jobs and what have you. So NIL, when it came out, that was important to us. But when it came to State Champs, we knew we wanted to work with athletes for collaborations. For example, Cody McMahon, CJ Harris, and all that good stuff. Because the biggest thing with us, and it ties to community, is NIL. Like, yes, we want them to get reimbursed and like paid and compensated for doing stuff with us. But we also want it to have something to do with the community. CJ, for example, has his epilepsy foundation, having community events and giving back that way. Yeah. So that's our aim. If you want to add to anything.
No, I mean, with NIL, I mean, it's a confusing thing, especially in the world today, but also just helping out athletes, but also, you know, bringing brand awareness. It's kind of a twofer for us.
Yeah, we want to align with athletes that make sense with State Champs, that we want to be, you know, it makes sense for us, not just from like, they're wearing our shirt that helps us with followers. It's like, no, your brain, like who you are as a human matches who we are.
Yeah.
So we're very careful with, you know, who we work with. We've been very lucky to have folks reach out to us now at this stage, but we're very diligent in who we choose to partner with.
And so you have two athletes right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the NIL partnerships.
Yep.
And you mentioned them.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I loved about, you know, some people are unfamiliar with NIL. You know, it is new.
Yeah.
I saw, I don't know if it was a post or a blog. I was going through a bunch of your stuff. But it said, you know, Cody gets money if you buy this item, you know?
Yeah, so it's on every everything, specifically Cody's page. It says, no, Cody does get compensated for every item sold, which I think is something to remember that, you know, when you're seeing these kids post about whatever on their story, like, I went through the drive, like, you know. It's always food.
I went to Cane's
or I went to this restaurant, or you see them post, like, I'm a so-and-so partner. They're getting compensated. Everyone's deal looks different, whether it's a percentage, it's a lump sum, it's, you know, per item in our example. But they are getting compensated because it is their name, image, and likeness. And, you know, before that existed, look at, like, you know, we're in Ohio territory. Johnny Manziel was not compensated in college.
Right.
And he was arguably one of the biggest of his time. There's a lot of players, Sky Diggins-Smith, Sue Bird, like, the UConn era of women, like, a lot of players didn't get compensated for being these great talents, and now they can.
Right, and I covered Johnny, but that's a whole other podcast. Speaking of podcasts, podcasting.
Yes.
You are involved in podcasting.
That's all you.
Well, Cassie's the producer. We have a few. So pre-state champs, I've done a few. I have no shortage to talking, if you can tell by this podcast. But
that's good for me.
We have the NWSL pod that I do with my co-host M for Across the Pond. It's a Europe-based network, and we talk about the women's soccer. And then we have Coffee Shop Hoops, which is state champs, which is kind of on a hiatus right now, just from a timing perspective, where we talk to people about just basketball, mm-hmm. anything basketball. And then one that we actually are about to shoot our first official episode this coming Friday in the shop right here. M, who I mentioned, a fellow Ohioan, we're going to be doing Soccer Moms. It's okay. A podcast. We both took our followings in sports, and we want to talk about more than soccer. We want to talk about all the things and have our fun humor commentary on things and make it approachable, because kind of like what Cassie's touched on, she likes listening. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but you said you like listening to the pod, because back to the state champs brand, it makes it approachable.
Yeah. No, yeah. I they make me laugh. So I'm in the car driving. I talk to her every day. I see her every day, but the pod between her and M, it's just, they riff off each other very well, where they just make me laugh, so they're going to make other people laugh.
Well, we just want to make it, and that's been some of the feedback Em and I have gotten, which is why we want to keep going and expanding to other sports, is because people are like, hey, I don't know anything about soccer, but you guys make it where it's fun, because we do so many weird analogies to get people like, okay, so if you knew this, this is what happened. Like, we just make it relatable, which is really fun to do.
So yeah. You've mentioned soccer a few times, so this is another thing that I had on my list of things to ask you guys about state champs involvement, and that is bringing... pro women's soccer to Ohio.
Yep.
And state champs wants to be heavily involved in this movement. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. We have our sign up, back the bid in the window. I mean, women's sports needs to have more, it has a whole bunch of eyes now, but more eyes and more programs and more teams, and it needs to be equal to the men's. And I feel like,
well, not to mention Cleveland is the only top 20 market without a team. There is not a single professional women's team in the state of Ohio, whether that be basketball or soccer, which are arguably the two biggest sports for women's sports right now. The NWSL is growing faster than the WNBA. It's growing faster than any league. And, they just had two teams join in California. Boston's joining next year. Cleveland is in the running to bring a team to Ohio. So it's exciting. And we're involved with that. I mean, they're a fantastic crew. Michael, Gina, all of them over there. We released a jersey just because we're obsessed with, Ohio soccer. And we have a collection called Bring Women's Soccer to Ohio. So we did a jersey kit with Olive in York, who's based out of Florida, Miami, and then partnered with them to give it away to some fans, which we've actually walked in with it, which is kind of cool. We want to be involved with bringing it, because the thing I learned moving here is there's a lot of soccer, just soccer love in this part of Ohio. Mm-hmm. Even looking at pro athletes, you can trace a lot of pro athletes back to this little pocket. Northeast. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that and helping them bring in. And we've told them, we'll be the official coffee partner. We'll be all the things, do any event. We're going to have watch parties with them. They're a good group, and I think they're going to get it.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get it.
Okay, so we're talking about your involvement in that, and I know you guys have done a bunch of other stuff too.
Yes.
And it would take a long time to list it all, but maybe the funnest thing, coolest thing, what's something that you've been able to do kind of outside of the walls of the shop that you've just loved?
I say, in my opinion, it's something that we can't even mention right now.
Yeah, there's something that we have coming out this summer.
You're holding out on
it? Yeah. We can't
talk about the thing that's coming out this summer. I know, our team doesn't even know about it yet. We have a call this afternoon on it.
Okay.
That is probably the coolest thing that, you ever have that moment? That kid you would be so stoked on the thing you're doing.
Sure.
That's that moment for the summer. But it's something that we can talk about.
Yeah, something that's already happened.
I met Sue Bird during the fun. I mean, I can't. Nothing beats that.
Okay.
No offense to the birth of my kids. That was wonderful. But meeting the person that just kind of changed my trajectory of, loving basketball. I was the perfect age for Sue Bird. Mm-hmm. She wore her ponytail the same way I did. And, Kid Me was imitating it in games, tying it back the same way, because she has, curly dark hair like I do. Meeting her Final Four weekend at the Together party, because, we're a Together partner. That was just... I think, like, this is my ghost speaking to you now because I died that day. I was so happy. So that's for me. What's yours?
I would say just meeting everybody in this community. You have, like, Gina and Adeline and...
the cool thing is that this is kind of like a rabbit hole, but you can cut this part. You know, when you become an adult, especially once you have kids, it's harder to make friends, right? There's no time.
You're busy between
work and kids and life.
I get it, yeah.
We've never made friends faster or at the rate that we've had than being at State Champs. The community that we've grown and built has happened so quickly of people that are like, yes, we can talk about sports and, you know, what's going on in that world, but they're also just, we've made so many cool friends through this time.
Especially, like, I mean, State Champs is big in the Twitter world, so everybody, like, on Twitter and stuff that we met in person, building the State Champs family that we have has been one of the
people saying, like, I'm coming up, you know, someone was like, hey, I'm passing through Ohio in March, are you going to be open? And she's been following us, knew us through social media, and came in and was like, just thank you for, like, a lot of thank yous for doing what you're doing.
Right.
And that's really cool.
And having an okay time.
Kim? Okay, sorry. I was like, what? No, a lot of it is just people coming through and being excited and thanking us for existing, and it's been really cool, you know, from different events that we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lady that follows us on Instagram that came all the way from...
Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. We've had a few from Washington.
We've had D.C. people, Portland people, Florida people. They're, like, coming through for any reason or, like, making it a point. And that was our goal when we were getting this up and running, was something that people can travel for, want to travel for.
Wow. Yeah, I found you on Instagram, and I was at the grand opening party, but yes, I was here for a little... time with my family. You guys were here all day. Yeah. What was that like?
And it was a lot of fun.
Just what was kind of your biggest takeaway from that party?
Well, Allie's the one that talks mostly. I'm the one that's usually behind the counter, but just coming out and actually talking to everybody that was here, and I've never talked so much in my life, but we left that night just happy, like, so happy of everybody that's come out to support us, family, friends, community.
It's funny because, like, we've had, like, you know, people, like, the confirmations and the affirmations of, like, we're doing something awesome, but you still have that little fear of, like, what if no one shows up? And that was, like, definitely a fear going into Grand Open, like, what if no one shows up?
People showed up.
It
was busy when I was here.
Yeah, it was busy, and it's just one of those things that even when you have, like, the confirmations of, like, these cool collaborations and people coming in, and, like, realistically, I think as humans we can relate to, like, okay, in theory, I know logically, like, yes, but you still have that little fear of, like, what if no one shows up? And it was one of those going into Saturday, so it was a really awesome feeling when people were just excited to be here. Friends traveled from out of state. People that knew us from online were like, I'm going to make it a point to come to your grand opening. Yeah, and we got to mingle, and we did the ribbon cutting, and it was really cool.
And you had special guests, too, right?
We did.
Taylor Mizell came out.
Local Ohioan.
Yeah, from Jackson High School.
Yep, from Jackson. Going to the LA Sparks, so it was great that...
Caught her before camp.
CJ Harris, you know, one of our brand ambassadors, and also...
Destiny, Cleveland State basketball, another local Ohioan. It was very cool. We were very, like, you know, this is the type of folks that we want there, good vibes, and it was a good group, and it was really cool just to have them mingle and chat with folks, and some kids be a little starstruck that, like, that's who these people are, and take pictures with them. I know my 7-year-old was kind of, like, loved that Destiny wore the same number as him. They both number 2 in basketball. So those moments are cool. We hope to have more of those.
Okay, so I'm going to go just for a minute, big picture. What is your grand vision for State Champs?
Oh, am I doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, obviously, Kent. And then from there, Cleveland, Canton, Columbus. Canton would be our
headquarters
for us to do, because we also make all our own stuff, screen printing, everything that you see within the shop, from design to iteration to final product we make. So Canton would be the actual office where people would come in and shop, but also, you know, screen printing, what have you. And then the big goal, which is kind of what started the whole vision of State Champs, was a facility, which we're calling, you know, it's a third space. For those that don't know what a third space are, it's a safe place between whether it's work and home or home and school. Most folks don't have that anymore. If you grew up in the era of playing outside with your friends, that was your third space or, you know, your friend's house. For us, we want to make a facility that's part coffee shop, part, you know, there's turf, there's basketball courts, there's a homework study area, so obviously Wi-Fi, as well as, like, a siblings area, because we want it to be a place where folks have practice and there's always the sibling that gets dragged to practice that doesn't play in the sport at the time, and also a place for parents to hang out while their kids are safe. And we're going to have, you know, we want to have AAU tournaments there and things like that. But also just, you know, if you don't have a tournament or practice, it's something to do that's active. As we know, Ohio gets seasons. So in the dead of winter, if you want to still move your legs and have some fun as a parent or an adult, you're like, I can have coffee while, you know, my kid is playing sports or, you know, being active. So that's the plan, is the facility.
Yeah. As someone who attends a lot of kids' games, that's a great idea. So we just went big picture, but let's bring it back a little, like, to the here now, because I love everything you guys have going on. A lot of people are going to come and they just, they want coffee. They want to know about coffee. What are your coffee journeys?
Coffee journeys?
Yeah. How did you get to like coffee? What is your go-to?
Okay.
I have
mine's
a coffee.
Yours is faster. Mine's funny. So I grew up, so I'm Hispanic, and coffee is very, like, very prominent in our culture. But I also was, like, one of those kids that I didn't have it till I went to college.
Okay.
Just because, like, I was raised around it. My grandma was, like, obsessed with it. I didn't drink it till college. I worked at a coffee shop, and then I just really fell in love with coffee in the same way, like, people feel about wine.
Okay.
In a way of, like, oh, these different things that you learn, like, how things taste and,
like, notes
and the notes of it. But also, like, if I drink this coffee with this, like, breakfast snack, it tastes different. Like, it's pairing flavor. So I got really, like, down a rabbit hole with that. Because I'm not really a, you know, I'm very basic, and I drink iced tea, water, coffee. Those are my things. That's
okay.
So coffee, I fell in love with coffee that way. And I also just loved, you know, one, I always was like, wow, it's so complicated. Coffee is so unnecessarily complicated. It can get kind of like a snobby connotation.
Sure.
And I think that's why I wanted to learn as much as possible about it. Because I was like, it doesn't need to be gatekeeping in that way. So that's my coffee journey. And I drink it black, Americano. I just got into cappuccinos because Cassie makes them really good. But no, that's my coffee journey.
Mine is, I've never liked coffee.
Okay.
And well, yes, I'm getting there. Never liked coffee. All throughout high school and college, I was always a Red Bull person. But when I tasted Precto Diaz's coffee, I think it was the cold brew at first. I was like, I never
went back.
Which
is our coffee.
Yeah, which is our coffee. Never went back. So, and then learning the machines and learning, like, how tight you tamper it and learning what pairs best. If you want, like, we have drink of the weeks that we have, like, the girls do, and I try them too. And it's just learning the flavors. And I like mine more sweet. I can't do a black coffee yet. but it's been a lot of fun to learn about coffee, but also, like, I haven't drank a Red Bull, and I can't remember when, because like our coffee.
Well, because that's the thing, is, you know, when I first came out to Ohio, she knew how much I loved coffee, and she's like, well, we don't really have coffee shops in the way that you're used to. So I have, like, an energy drink, and I'm not an energy drink person. Mm-hmm. But since, you know, State Champs, and we use Precto Diaz out of California, she's like, it's just different coffee. Mm-hmm. And now Cassie's a coffee drinker. Yeah.
So my coffee journey is kind of like yours, Cassie. I'm new to it, relatively speaking. I really didn't drink coffee at all until my second kid was born. I was like, I just can't do two kids without caffeine in the morning. And I don't want to be drinking pop all day.
Yeah.
So I started drinking coffee, and man, you know, they say acquired taste. Now I love it.
It is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. You learn, like, the different ways you like it. Sometimes you need it to survive, which is, you know, with a newborn. And then there's other times you're like, I just need, like, a little pick-me-up, like a little something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've had your coffee a couple times, and like I said, very good. I'm eager to try the flights. But if somebody's coming in, because people are going to listen to this, and they're going to hopefully say, I need to get in there, what would you recommend? I love to ask, you know, people who run restaurants and whatnot, like, go-to dishes or whatever. What would you recommend somebody coming and trying State Champs for the first time, and they really are on the fence? They don't have a preference. They're like, hey, you know, what do you got?
Well, that's hard. That's what we usually ask them. Do you like the taste of coffee, or do you like something more sweet? If you like the taste of coffee, I would either do Americano or a latte. Mm-hmm.
Well, the best part is, and this is all credit to Cassie, is, you know, people come in, and our menu is simple on purpose. It's called the lineup because it's based on 11 players on the pitch or the field, so soccer, football. But we also made it where there's not mile-long paragraphs underneath.
That's the reason I didn't like coffee.
That was the big reason is Cassie didn't like coffee, because, you know, you get anxiety ordering. You're like, I'm holding up the line. This is a paragraph of words that don't make sense to me as a drink, but I'm just going to pick that one. So our menu's simple, but we love when people come in because they're kind of almost taken back with how simple the menu is. Uh-huh. And then Cassie's idea is breaking the ice of going hot or iced. And as soon as someone asks you hot or iced, you think of, okay, what am I currently feeling, like, climate-wise within myself? And then from there, you go, okay, do you like the taste of coffee?
Yeah. Hot or ice?
Yep.
Small or large? Like, it's really how we just start talking to guests, and that's how we figure out, like, every drink is different. Yeah. Everybody has a different order. Like, some people like just white chocolate. Some people like white chocolate with caramel. Like, every drink is different. So, like, it's fun when people come in that they've ordered before. I'm like, oh, milk latte? And they're like, yes. Like, I know, well, I work a lot, but also with how my brain works is, like, I know almost every regular's order. Like, unless they like to switch it up a lot, which Heather does, but, like,
it's cool, though, because people get excited because they're like, you just go hot or ice? And they go, ooh, I want ice. You go, okay, do you like the taste of coffee?
Yeah.
And they go, or I was like, do you like the taste of coffee or do you like a little sweeter? They're like, I like, and then when they go, I like a little bit of both. They're like, okay. And then you go to, do you have any, like, dairy restrictions? And they go, yeah, I like oat milk. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you kind of build it, and it helps with the decision fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, oh, yes. And then as you keep going, they're like, well, do you have toasted marshmallow? Do you? Yes, you have caramel. Can we add that? And then they kind of make it their own. And then the best is when they come in the second time, and they're like, I want, like, they're, like, pumped. They're like, I want exactly what I had last time.
And then, you know, I worked in Allie's now working. It's like, I'm going to try to get it as close as possible.
Yeah, but it is funny when they're like, I like the way you made it last. I'm like, I know Cassie made it. All right, I'm going to do my best. But it's cool when they get excited. They're like, I want, they have their drink now, and they know what they like. Because mm-hmm. the biggest thing we wanted to do was, if they don't like no coffee, they kind of know, like, if they're out in the world, because we know we're not going to be their only coffee shop ever.
Sure,
they know what kind of coffee they like. They can be like, okay, well, I'm an Americano person now. Yeah. I learned that from State Champs. I like mochas. So right. if I'm right. traveling.
That's my favorite to make is a mocha.
Yeah, is to help people figure out their drink mm-hmm. and figure out what they like.
Well, that's awesome. You get to know your customers a little bit
yeah.
by going through these conversations with them and thereby being able to customize drinks for them.
I love when they go, ooh, like, and you, like, do you want this? And they're like, we have cold foam now. And they're like, yes. They get excited. Yeah.
And I know for firsthand experience that you guys have done that with my kids.
We made a drink for your kids.
Kids have a drink on the menu.
Right.
So
fake coffee.
Fake coffee is on the menu because of your girls.
But tell me how you got that idea.
So partly your girls also, we also have kids who love, again, I think we've all been kids before. You want to feel like a grown up.
Yeah.
Even when you're a kid, which, hey, being a kid is way cooler. And it was just one of those things that, back to, like, we always make it a point, especially when kids come in, we have the fake coffee, we have, like, stickers just for them. But it was just something that they can feel included. Back to being approachable
mm-hmm.
and people feel welcome here is they want to drink coffee with mom and dad or, you know, or grandparents or whoever's with them. And that's something that we made it a point. It looks exactly like it. It's called fake coffee. The girls, if we're not serving it, the girls make it a big deal, like, your coffee's up.
Yeah.
We call it for you.
Right.
And they love it because it looks just like what you guys are drinking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do want to compliment you guys on the sense of community that you have here, just because, you know, coffee shops don't always cater to kids, but the first time I came here, it was a nice day. It was an eclipse day.
Yeah.
And we were on campus, you know, for the eclipse at Kent State and came over afterward. You guys had a bubble machine going out on the sidewalk chalk, and cornhole.
Yep.
And, like, my kids were all in.
Yeah.
And asked to come back the next day.
We make it a point for nice days that we have the stuff outside. We have a hoop. We have different things. But we want kids to feel welcome. We want parents to feel kind of back to the thing of, like, you know, I think we talked about it when we met, if you want to watch a game, but I don't necessarily want to take my kids to a bar.
Right.
Or whatever it is, and just being able to be welcoming with your kids, because, you know, your kids are a part of you, and maybe that's the parent in me talking, but just being able to, as simple as getting down to their eye level and being like, hey, what can we get you? Here's a sticker. There's bubbles, there's chalk, so they feel welcome too. Just because, you know, it sounds so cheesy, but they are the future, and if you just be good to people, and that's what we want here, is good vibes for any age.
We've learned too that we have been, what, like, 8 dogs' first pup cup?
Yep.
So, dog.
We're pro kids, poor pup, pro pups.
There you go.
Yeah, well,
pups
those are our
too,
kids,
yeah.
But
yes.
And I have kids. Seen some pups in here. So
yeah.
Yes. A lot of people's, you know, everyone's has their was the fur baby or their actual baby. Like, we wanted people to feel
we're
welcome
inclusive.
Here.
Yeah.
We're all inclusive. Yes. Kids and pups.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. And I just want to ask you before we go, last thing. What do you want people to know? How to find you, social media, your hours, whatever kind of nuts and bolts you want them to know about State Champs if they haven't had a chance to try it yet.
Well, for starters, if you hear this and you feel like, well, I know them pretty well, that's kind of the point. Like, if you come in and just talk to us, we want you to feel welcome. Like, if you listen to this or read it, you feel like you know Allie and Cassie well. That's kind of our goal, is we want you to feel welcome here. But we're at This is State Champs across everything except Twitter. Twitter is it's too many words. So it's State Champs Co. This is statechamps.com. And as far as, like, what to know is, like, you know, you're welcome here. We wanted to make it very welcoming. If you're like, I'm not really into coffee or sports, but I want to learn, we're happy to just give you the Reader's Digest of whatever's going on. We want you to feel, you know, included.
Yep. And our hours are 7 to 5 every day, except Sunday, we're 8 to 3.
Yep.
And we should say your address is
427 Franklin Avenue, Kent, Ohio, 44240.
We're on the brick road across from the farmer's market. Miss us.
We're part of Adora area, so, I mean, summers are going to be great here. Nice, open, doors open.
Yeah, you've got folks that are no stranger already to Bailey's and coffee, because you can do that on this block. That's the vibe.
Right, now not everybody knows that, but in other words, you can
drink. As long as you have a particular cup,
which we have,
and we have the stickers, so Dora drinks are welcomed here. Our vibe is fun.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, between, like we said, we want you to feel like you're in on the group chat. We have events. We have an event a month, every month, from our scavenger hunt to our park kickball tournament to our state champ summer Olympics. We want people to feel like this is, you know, community. I think that's a big thing for athletes and people that are just no longer in school. Mm-hmm. That you're like, what do we, you know, you miss that routine of, like, having something. And we wanted to have that for folks where they can come out and bring your kids, bring your pets, and have fun.
All right. Well, Cassie, Allie, thank you so much for your time. And I hope everybody gets out to State Champs at some time.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.